Governor Charlie Baker this afternoon outlined a four-phased approach toward reopening the Massachusetts economy.
We'll continue to follow the data and the public health metrics to determine when phase one start of reopening begins and then when it's safe to move on to concurrent phases after that. The goal is to begin this process around May 18th.
Now, just before the governor's press conference, we talked to one of the people who's advising him on this approach. East Hampton Mayor Nicole LaChapelle is one of a 17-member advisory board on reopening. It's a group tasked with helping the administration come up with strategies to reopen the economy in phases and based on health and safety metrics. LaChapelle started by telling us about being the only elected official from Western Massachusetts on the board.
It's a tremendous responsibility, and I have to thank my regional partners and fellow mayors, but also community stakeholders and also industry representatives out here for really helping me fill in the gaps after major industry presentations on the advisory board. It's been so helpful to bring that local perspective to what we're hearing from, you know, statewide organizations, how it specifically affects or does not affect Western Massachusetts, because the State Advisory Board report on the 18th is going to provide guidance of a phased approach, but also will have a wide berth of discretion for cities and towns across the state and certainly in Western Mass to make those safety and health metrics really pinpoint to the constituencies that we all represent out here.
So does that mean you might imagine a phased rollout where Western Massachusetts is ahead in some of the things that it's doing over cities like Boston? I know we've heard Governor Baker say it doesn't make sense to have a regional strategy.
And that's a big conversation on the advisory board, the pros and cons of that. But it's definitely in consideration. In the next week, this coming week, we'll hear more updated public health reporting. We'll hear different safety metrics that are possible and what we'll tie to. And I think that really influences a regional approach versus, say, an industry approach. But when you go back, no matter what approach is taken, it's really driven by testing and contact tracing and a clear and consistent supply chain of PPE.
One of the iconic questions anymore seems to be, when can I get a haircut again? I admit I do have some roots I'd like to take care of at some point. When will people be able to begin to pursue the rhythm of their everyday lives, do you think?
I think that's guided by public health. What are the number of cases? You know, some of those metrics, I think, have shifted as we see at least treatments that aren't ventilator-based early on or midway through the treatment. You know, so ventilators are certainly a part. The use of ventilators and the availability of ventilators are important for with no uncertainty. But as we see treatment coming through medication, how does that factor in testing and the consistency of testing for frontline workers and retesting? You know, so the normal rhythm of life that we knew, you know, with, let's say, last fall, well, that's never coming back.
How do you imagine some of these really high physical contact types of businesses, let's say a gym or a barber shop, will reopen? What will be really different about the way they operate?
I think you'll see more space between maybe machines or dialing stations. I think it will be a very innovative use of PPEs. I think that hand washing and where you can wash your hands in those facilities will be very different and more frequently placed around the facility. I think, too, you know, you look at a barber salon and you compare it to a gym. I mean, we're not sure, but extremely cautious and mindful around droplets and how that may spread this virus and aerosol. Well, the way that that happens in a gym is very different than it might happen in a barbershop. And, you know, so for a gym in particular, you know, what does that look like? I can't remember the last time I went to the gym and I didn't sweat. Not being a fitness buff, I sweat a lot. So I don't know how that looks in the gym. That's a tough one.
Let's talk about the advisory board itself for a minute. When you meet, do you feel like you're missing any points of view? I'm thinking about schools, clergy, human service organizations. There are a lot of kinds of representation outside the world of business that aren't there.
Yeah, well, actually, we're meeting with clergy. I will give a lot of credit to the secretary and lieutenant governor when that comes to someone's attention or they reach out to one of the advisory board members or the secretary or LG themselves. They're added in. I mean, we had 9 different meetings on Saturday, and those weren't, it's not like the schedule that was announced on the 29th is the schedule we're sticking to. We've added a lot of groups, and they continue to be added. And the industry and the not-for-profits and clergy, their presentations are just so thoughtful. And really, I mean, it's such a cliche to think about we're all connected and interconnected, but these presentations are just painting this picture of interconnectivity beyond my wildest dream.
With all these presentations and all the compelling claims that you're hearing from these different groups, how do you balance competing interests? How do you balance all the different needs and the lobbying from all these different kinds of groups?
Yeah, we're looking at industries and groups and services, you know, public services, health services, with the same, you know, kind of perspective. And that is, these are the basic things we know have to happen to mitigate infection, right? There's no delusion that there is a way that any of these industries or anything opens without, you know, reinfection. And honestly, every single one of these decisions has a very important and morbid number attached to it, and that's death. You know, we're seeing in these other states that have opened, just dramatically opened industry and just society, and the deaths are starting to come. And so when we're talking to different industries, we're looking at that particular industry and within the industry, different sizes of operations, and what can they actually do if they had every supply they needed, right? What can they do to meet the best public health standard to prevent infection? And if infection occurs, what is their plan? This is a reopening plan that will be phased, but everybody we're talking to, the question comes up, and it should, is how will you reclose? So what does that do?
And are you developing contingency plans for that? Is that part of your, what's the word I'm looking for, purview to do that, to develop those reclosing contingency plans?
No, I mean, it's a push back onto the industries and the public services. Because again, it's just so individualized. It's just so specific. And these industries are presenting, and the public service and daycares and caseworkers and, you know, are really presenting these reopening plans and being brutally candid based on the specifics of how they operate. And so how does a community hospital operate, reopen or reclose compared to Mass General? Completely different. So it's a question that certainly I ask. And I think it's an important, I mean, especially when you're talking small business, reopening brings a very particular risk, and that's infection and shutting that infection down. If it would happen, what does that do to public confidence? What does that do to their business plan? What does that do to the stress already on the workers as well as the public?
So last question for you, Mayor LaChapelle. What should people be expecting to see on May 18th from the advisory board?
I think a very slow, phased approach. And I think that phase one, for lack of a better term right now for it, is not a light switch. I don't even know if it's a dimmer. We're doing the best we can in the state to minimize infection, to treat folks in the most cutting edge, with most cutting edge information that we're getting from, you know, the CDC and the infection disease agencies and our amazing hospitals and DPH, and looking at treatment. And certainly we just gain knowledge every single day. But really right now, our best response is staying home, is covering your nose and your mouth. That's what it is. That doesn't change on the 18th, and that, I mean, that's where it starts. The reopening plan, you know, the basic best practices start right there.
That was East Hampton Mayor Nicole LaChapelle, who serves on Governor Baker's Reopening Advisory Board. We spoke with her earlier today.